Know your ally. This is the story of our comrades in arms, the men and women who fight beside us. This is the story of our fighting ally, China. Title of that is Chi Lai. It's the marching song of the Chinese soldiers. It's a song with spirit and determination. May we have a few more bars, please? Thank you. I don't have to tell you that's the fighting song of a fighting people. You can tell that from the music. What we want to talk about is something terribly important. A bond between two great nations. A bond of friendship. Nothing you can measure in dollars and cents. Nothing you can slap down on paper in a contract or a treaty. But it's there. And just because you can't look at it on a bank statement or lock it up in a footlocker doesn't mean it isn't real. The people of the United States want to be friends with the people of China. And the people of China want to be friends with us. That's as undebatable as the Pythagorean theorem, or the fact that the Yankees won the World Series. In it lies a great reservoir of hope. Hope for a peace after this war, which must last for many, many decades to come. Okay. Well, in order to be friends with somebody, in order to work better, and fight better, and live better beside him, we've got to know more about him. What is China, anyhow?
China is history.
China's is an old history. The oldest on the face of the earth. To get the span of that history, let's go back slowly. First, almost 200 years.
1776. Washington crosses the Delaware.
This time, 300 more years.
1492. Columbus discovers America.
This time, 1,000 years further.
476. The fall of Rome.
Okay. If you're not dizzy, let's jump another 1,000 years back into history.
660 B.C., the founding of the Japanese Empire.
Another 800 years.
1440 B.C., Moses and the Ten Commandments.
Another 400 years.
1800 B.C., the building of the pyramids.
And finally we reach it. Still 400 years further removed. 4,000 years back in the march of history.
2200 B.C., the founding of the Chinese Empire.
Yes, China, an old, wise civilization. A nation that was learning and teaching and thinking and creating beautiful things way back when most people still wallowed in the mud. And yet today, strong, virile, young. Centuries ago, they invented printed paper, the first compass, and learned and taught a gentle philosophy. And then from Tibet to the sea, they built a 2,000-mile wall so that they might live in peace, safe from their barbarian neighbors. And never, in all their centuries, did the Chinese go out beyond that wall to take land from another people. Every man alive knows what has happened in China in the last 10 years, since the day in 1927 when the Jap Baron Tanaka announced,
"In order to conquer the world, we must first conquer China!"
Yes, you know what's happened in China since then. You know about the invasion of Manchuria in 1931, the shelling of Shanghai in 1932, and how the Japanese opened fire on the Chinese army at the Marco Polo Bridge in 1937. The fight that China has fought since Japan brought their new order of blood and death will live as long as men live. Yes, China is history. One of the brightest pages in all the chronicles of time. And what else is China?
China is people.
Yes, China is people. 450 million liberty-loving people. What's your name? Smith? Well, Smith, we'd like to have you meet your neighbor, Wong, your next-door neighbor, just across the fence here in Asia. There are more Wongs and Smiths, but he's so much like you. He's fighting for many of the same things you're fighting for. The right to live decently, the right to raise kids and till the soil, and worship his God. Simple, ordinary, tremendous things. Let's pretend we're in China for a second. Look! Look at that kid running down the streets of Chongqing. Suddenly he sees a woman's hat blowing away. Being a polite boy, he gets it and hands it to her.
Here you are.
As he hands her the hat, he looks from her shoes to her slacks, to the bright plaid shirtwaist open at the neck, to the face.
Kissing.
Yes, it's Madame Chiang Kai-shek. Can you imagine what it would be like to see Martha Washington's hat rolling down the main street of your town? You hand it to her, and then see George standing at her side. Well, that's the way that Chinese boy feels. Instinctively, he draws himself up straight. Straighter than his 9 years. With the pride of a veteran soldier, he faces the man and woman who are the living China and snaps a salute. The woman smiles. The man's wide, frank eyes peer into the boy's face as he returns the salute. These are no despotic rulers. These are people. These are good people. What else is China?
China is land.
An immense land. More than 300,000 square miles of it. Larger than the United States. Rolling plains. Great mountains. Wide rivers. Rich, fertile valleys. Farms and forests. And riches in the good earth. It's this land China is defending. Today she fights along a battle line 2,500 miles long. Move that to North America, and you'd have a line stretching from Montreal to Mexico City.
China is cities.
Shanghai, Chongqing, Hankou, Canton, Changsha, Nanking. China's greatest cities have been slashed by bombs. China's New York, its Pittsburgh, its Boston, its Washington have been lost. It's Philadelphia, it's San Francisco, have been looted and burned. Picture that happening in the United States. All our coastal cities cut off. Fighting on a line as deep inland as the Mississippi. A tortuous road at first, to bring supplies from Alaska, maybe. And then that cut off, too. What did the Chinese do? They moved west, carrying their country on their bare backs, in their clenched fists. Your great-grandchildren will still talk about that. How the Chinese trek to the west began. How they destroyed roads, scorched their earth, burned their homes, so that they would leave nothing for the invader. How they blew up the factories that were too big to move. Oh, but they did move. More than 1,000 factories, weighing more than 150,000 tons. 30 million people carrying dynamos on their backs. For 1,500 miles, kids hiding pieces of machinery under their shirts, old men carrying wheels on their heads. Remember, this was an embattled China, a people with no fleet, no air force, carrying their war industries on their backs so that they could live to fight another day. Japan was strong, oh, but not strong enough to beat people like that. What else is China?
China is our ally.
Our fighting ally. As long as Chinese armies fight along that 2,500-mile front, Jap armies must fight in two major battle areas. Remember that. It's money in the bank. It's an insurance policy. It's two against one. Those Chinese armies are keeping 30 to 40 Jap army divisions busy. That's something like 1 million Jap troops tied down in China. You from Cleveland, Ohio. You from Emporia, Kansas. You who are fighting the Japs in the front lines of New Guinea and the Solomons. You're stronger because the Japanese are already occupied in China. Multiply that by 1 million, and you have a bare estimate of the aid China is giving us. This is our common battle. We fight together, side by side, united. China is one more thing. China is hope for tomorrow. Listen to Madam Chiang Kai-shek.
We in China, like you, want a better world. Not for ourselves alone, but for all mankind. And we must have it.
We will have it. We and our brothers and sisters in China.